In our music slot today, Pomorie marks the day of its patron saint with a Gyrgyovden Thracian fair. The St. George the Victorious Monastery in Pomorie has always attracted the people and the guests to the town, and the days around the 6th of May, Gyrgyovden or St. George's Day, are invariably packed with a host of different events. Legend has it that in the 19th century, in what are today monastery lands, there lived a rich merchant, Selim Bey, who built a big farm. But Selim Bey suffered from a serious malady. A prophetic dream by one of his farmhands, Nenu, revealed the location of a spring whose waters had curative properties. While digging for the spring, he found a marble bas-relief of St. George. Thanks to the curative water, Selim Bey was miraculously cured. Brimming with joy, he converted to Christianity, along with his entire family. And next to the Holy Spring, Selim Bey built a small chapel that laid the beginning of what is today a monastery.
Momice janam bai nevu mari bai nevu ime lakreno O bugali si hubava mari jeli ut bialu belilo Jeli ut bialu belilu marili ut trutsku tu kervilo. Painele bate Ivania vremea neme mai rodilă. Mene me mai rudilă marină liceni de năveliden. Na policen me crăstila marină, policen Gheorghiuvden. V bașet bulucăt mleacutu mari mleacutu isirenetu. Zbelume mleacu căpăla mari smilani veșghi pisela. Smilani veșghi pisela mari spărami ustăreagăla. Zătva să-mi beală i cervenă mari, zătva să-mi tencă-i visocă.
The Thracian fair called the Gheorghiuvden St. George's Day takes place in the vicinity of the St. George Monastery, in a residential area also called St. George, where the Svetlina All Light 1939 Community Culture Club has an open-air stage. The idea to organise fairs belongs to the Thracian society in the town and the Community Culture Club management. Here is more from Elena Murgeva, chairperson of Pomoria's Thracian Society.
С много голямо удоволствие си спомням как преди 14 години.
It gives me much pleasure to remember how 14 years ago the Thracian Society came up with the idea of organizing a fair in Pomoria. The beginning was not easy. Our first steps were so timid because in Pomoria no such tradition existed. Now I'm happy to say there is a great deal of interest in the event, with the number of participants growing each year. And the best thing is that the people who come here love folk music. It is such a pleasure to have folk music performed all these years here, in our beautiful town by the sea. We've been preparing for the fair for a long time, and we're expecting to wake up on the morning of May the 4th to folk music that will sound throughout the day. The programme for the day of Pomoria features a great many events, of which the Thracian Fair is but one. We have 100 participants registered to date, from our region, but also from all over Bulgaria. According to the rules of participation, one of the songs has to be an Easter or a St. George's Day song. It is such a delight to be able to listen to such songs and such music coming from different corners of Bulgaria throughout the day. We would sincerely like to thank the monastery administration for their support and for the respect they have shown to the fair since the very outset, as well as for the prize money they provide for the award-winning participants. The fair was also made possible with the help of Pomoria Municipality, as well as the people from the Svetlina 1939 Community Culture Club.